The following message is brought to you by the Lighthouse Church of Raton.
All right. Glad you all made it out today. Amen. Amen. Wasn't that a beautiful snow? Yeah. It's been a long time since it's just snowed all day, huh? That was nice. What a blessing. But we do live in the wetlands of northern New Mexico and southern Colorado. As Jim's been telling us for 15 years, I guess. Praise God. Praise God. You know, 2 Tuesday night we've been talking and studying the person of the Holy Spirit. And Sunday sermon seems like, you know, God's been kind of teaching us basically how to follow him, how to stay obedient to him, how to be Spirit-led. And to be Spirit-led, you have to know the Holy Spirit, so that kind of fits, doesn't it? You know, I'm not going to follow somebody I don't know, but the more and more I know him, the more I know I have to follow him. I mean, his way is the only way. It's the only right way. He's the only one that's going to make sense of any of this chaos that we see with our natural eyes. Sarah's visiting our niece and our great niece and nephew in Montana. And so I was coming in today, and I never do this, but I listened to us on the radio. And now you're going to laugh. And I start getting interested in the sermon. I did. I need to hear some of this. Praise God. No, but I'm being serious. And I'm thinking, Lord, I need to preach today. And you're getting me to think about whatever day. I don't even know what week that is. I don't know how they do that. But, and then I thought about the effect all of you are having on the community. Okay, and I mean, you know, people hear my voice, whatever. They hear EJ's voice. They see whatever, but they know you. Does that make sense? It's always about relationship. It's always about relationship in the kingdom. We said it Tuesday night, you know, when we were studying the person of the Holy Spirit, and, you know, you'll receive power from on high when the Holy Spirit has come upon you. And yet, the Lord doesn't tell us we'll be known by our power. He says you're known by your love, how you treat people. You know, and that's what people see in the community, right? They see that in us. And I thank you all for being who you are and making this church what it is. You know, I watch Ed and Dana up here, and what a blessing they are, right? I mean, guys, we're so blessed. I mean, it's not lost on me how blessed we are as a church family. I think back. And I already told you, and I'm fortunate that my wife doesn't care about this stuff. I'm not big on dates, like, you know, this is our first date or whatever. I know where I took her. I took her to a rodeo. That was our first date. That's right. Where was it, Montana? It was whatever they call those days, wild and western, whatever it was. But I'm not big on, I can't remember what day that was. I know what we did. But you know, Ed and Dana were talking, and I was thinking, it was 25 years ago that Sarah and I were called into the ministry this year. And it was spoken over us. What reminded me of that was coming on the radio. I said something about 1999. And that's when the Lord told us we're going to start a church. And I'm listening to them talk, and I'm thinking, you know, God, you took us through so many things that I never expected, leading us to this fellowship and this body and each and every person with all your giftings. And it's God. It ain't got nothing to do with me. But it has everything to do with God and how much he loves you and how much he wants to use you. And he is. See, that's just it. It's not that he wants to. He's doing it. He's using you. Every place you go, you're impacting someone else for the kingdom just by being who God created you to be. And that doesn't mean you walk perfect. I mean, when we're talking, we're going to come to this. When we're talking about being Spirit-led, it doesn't mean I have to be perfect to be useful. If he was waiting on Monty to be perfect to be useful, well, we in trouble, right? And yet, he'll use us, because we're willing. You know, whom shall I send? Well, send me. I mean, the fact y'all are out here, EJ said he had 8 inches. I had at least 6 before the wind started blowing, and I don't know how many. I got a lot of snow up on the mountain. But the fact you guys are here, and you're willing to come, and you're excited, like Ed said, I love Sunday morning. I love getting to see y'all. And I never thought I was a crybaby, Dana, till I start preaching the word. And like, have you seen, Foggy with Meatballs, something cartoon thing? Yeah, Foggy, yeah, there you go. See, my children, they'll tell me. And the guy's like, he starts to, you know, enough to make a grown man cry, and he sucks the tear back up. Not this grown man. That's right. And yet, you guys touch my heart because I know how God's using you. And I know how much he loves you. And I know he has plans beyond what we see right now. He has plans beyond what you can see in the natural. You know, we have the Thursday afternoon prayer team. You know, that ministry coming up and rising up. Guys, that is a sign to me that advancement of his kingdom is upon us in great bounds. Amen? In great bounds. I mean, it's one of those things. Have you ever, okay, all you parents out there, you're going to understand what I'm saying. You know when you're trying to teach those little guys to go to the bathroom? Right? I mean, it's the only example I thought of. And you know, you think you're never going to get there, right? I mean, with the boys, it's easy. Go outside. Just go outside, right? You know, but you're teaching them, and you think it's never going to get there, right? And then all of a sudden, it's there. And then you don't even think about it, right? I mean, it's just, they take care of things. They're growing up. They're doing stuff. And it's the same way in your life as you're growing into things. You know, it's like, oh, I'm growing. And then all of a sudden, you realize, hey, I'm getting somewhere. And you look back and you're like, thank you, God, I'm not where I used to be. You've delivered me from this, and you're taking me where you want me to be. Right? And that advancement in your own life, it affects other people because they see it too. You see? And so what are we preaching about today? We're going to kind of go where I thought we were going last week, and we never made it. But Romans 7, let's just finish. Let's just see where we go. Romans 7, 24, I am in the Passion. I'm reading more out of the Passion. I usually don't do that, but it was so much clearer in this translation that I really want to make this clear. But what I love about this, Romans 7, 24, what an agonizing situation I am in. I mean, and we've all been there, right? I mean, I guess, little old kids, and God bless all those children, like Ed was saying, God bless them. Praise God that they get to come to Jesus before the world gets a hold of them. Amen. But praise God for those who come to Jesus after the world's got a hold of them too, right? Amen? I mean, right, amen? Because how many of us have come from an agonizing situation? Well, lots of us. And then he asks, who has the power to rescue this miserable man from the unwelcome intruder of sin and death? Well, he answers that. I give all thanks to God, for his mighty power has finally provided a way out through our Lord Jesus, the anointed one. So if left to myself, the flesh is aligned with the law of sin. See, the law of sin and death was on every person. Because as hard as they tried, you ain't going to quit sinning. And what's the wages of sin? Death. So what are we? In trouble. What an agonizing situation we're in. But look what he says. If left to myself, the flesh is aligned with the law of sin. But now, my renewed mind is fixed on and submitted to God's righteous principles. And then we go to 8:1. So now the case is closed. There remains no accusing voice of condemnation. And how many of y'all have heard that accusing voice? Every one of you? Every one of you. Ah, I thought you were a Christian. You might even have somebody say that. I thought you were a Christian. Well, I am. Well, you ain't acted like it. Well, what does a Christian act like? I have good days, I have bad days. I'm saved by grace and not by my works. That's what a Christian looks like. You know, I recognize my sin. I say, Lord, forgive me. I admit it. I quit it. I try to forget it. And I go on. Amen? That's what a Christian looks like. So when they ask you to say, it looks like me. It looks like my brothers and sisters who are in Christ. But the case is closed. There's no accusing voice of condemnation against those who are joined in life union with Jesus, the anointed one. For the law of the Spirit of life flowing through the anointing of Jesus has liberated us. We're free from the law of sin and death. Verse 3. For God achieved what the law was unable to accomplish because the law was limited by the weakness of us, of human nature. Yet God sent us his Son in human form to identify with the human weakness, clothed with humanity. God's Son gave his body to be the sin offering so that God could once and for all condemn the guilt and the power of sin. I love that. The guilt and the power of sin. You see, again, Satan works all his life or all his existence trying to get people to not believe the truth of this knowledge of God in Christ. Okay? He's trying to deceive people out of it. But once they come to that freedom, that liberating force of the salvation of Christ, once people come to that, then he spends the rest of the time trying to make them feel guilty so that they'll be ineffective in the kingdom. Ah, how many people have been there? Yep. I can't even do this right. How can I tell people about Jesus? How can I even go to church? I can't go to church. I'm too bad. This is where you need to be. We're all bad. Praise God. But Jesus said, grace is unmerited favor, so that bad that you used to be aligned with, you're not aligned with anymore when you're in Christ. And it was Brother Dave who said it this way. When you crucify the flesh, it's going to wiggle. He would say it that way. That's pretty true. It'll wiggle. But it's still dead. It's dead because we're alive in Christ, right? Our spirit man is completely holy by the Holy Spirit inside of us. But now to walk out this free life, we got to make choices all the time in our soul. Let's go to Galatians 5. This is where I wanted to go. I didn't get to go. Now I'm going. Galatians 5, 16 through 18. I'm in the New King James. He says, I say then, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Now I've preached this before. So walking in the Spirit, it says you will not fulfill the lust of the flesh. It doesn't say the lust of the flesh won't be there. No, it'll be there, but you won't fulfill it. You see what I'm saying? It'll still be there. So see, the thing is, people will get all guilty. I was so tempted and so? You're going to be tempted all the time. But where your mind is where you're going to go. I mean, you know, as a man thinks, so he shall be. Let me tell you something. You keep thinking about the flesh and all the stuff that's coming there, and your attention is there, and it stays there, you're going to go there. I'm just being honest with you, right? The thing is, I don't spend a ton of time telling you about your sin. Why? You already know. You have the Holy Spirit inside of you. I spend time talking about God, about Jesus, and about the Holy Spirit, because you receive him and his goodness and his truth, you'll be delivered from that law of sin and death. You see, be delivered from it. Amen? And that's what we want, deliverance. Amen? And that's the soul being delivered from the power of the flesh. And that only comes through the Spirit of God. Amen? Amen. Wow. But then it tells us the flesh lusts against the Spirit and the Spirit against the flesh. They're at odds. And they're contrary to one another so that you do not do the things that you wish. But if you are led by the Spirit, you're not under the law, that law of sin and death. Let's read it in the Passion. He says, let me emphasize this. I'm in 16. As you yield to the dynamic life and power of the Holy Spirit. I love that. As you yield to the dynamic, that's a dynamo's power, that's dynamite. Remember good times? Dynamite. You remember? You don't know. Remember, you don't remember good times?
My sister told me about it.
No, that's not right. That's not right. But it's dynamic. And it's powerful, and it's through the Holy Spirit. It says you will abandon the cravings of your self-life. And I've been thinking about that a lot. You know, the flesh, it's selfishness, guys. It's selfishness. And the thing is we have to be selfless. I recognize the stuff, the flesh, that selfishness. See, God wants me to think his way. It's my mind that the battle is being waged over. The flesh is trying to influence my mind. Because remember, it's against the soul. And your mind, that's part of your soul. And see, Satan's working on your mind all the time, right? But it's the power of the Holy Spirit that will deliver you from that destructive thought process. You know, that whole stinking thinking. I think Joyce Meyer wrote a whole book on it, stinking thinking, right? And how many people have, you just have a way you think, either based on, again, how you were raised or experience you have, you know, a way you think. Well, guys, we have to be renewed in our mind. And that's where you start winning in the soul, when your mind continually is renewed by God's word, by his spirit. You see, your mind will never be renewed staying and thinking on the things of the flesh and the things of the natural. Ugh. There's a lot of natural stuff out there, huh? You know, Dad and I were talking, and I do. I feel bad for, how do I say this nicely? For people and patients and people that are older than me. That doesn't mean they're old. They're older than me. But I feel bad because they've seen such changes that, you know, we're talking, and the world's changed so much. You know, if you watch the news for 2 minutes, they're arguing, talking about things that are the most idiotic things ever. I mean, they may start saying that, you know, the sun don't shine. It don't come up in the east and set in the west. And they'll argue about it a bit. It's something silly like that. That's what's happening right now, right? Because the days are evil. They're calling evil good and good evil, right? The days are evil. But see, we're placed in this time. But the only way that we're going to be that shining light in an evil world is if we don't give in to that lust of the flesh and we walk out this life renewed in our mind following God. And that's where the power is. It's dynamic. It's powerful. Verse 17 says, when your self-life, the selfishness, craves the things that offend the Holy Spirit. It's against the Spirit, guys. You hinder him from living free within you. And the Holy Spirit's intense cravings, they hinder the flesh. They hinder your self-life from dominating you. So then the two incompatible and conflicting forces within you are your self-life of the flesh and the new creation life of the Spirit. Then it says, but when you yield to the life of the Spirit, you will no longer be living under the law, but soaring above it. Let's go to 24 in the New King James, Galatians 5:24. It says, those who are Christ have crucified the flesh with his passions and desires. In the passion, it says, keep in mind that we who belong to Jesus have already experienced crucifixion. For everything connected with our self-life was put to death on the cross and crucified with the Messiah. Do you know what? If you read the crucifixions, you read in the Gospels, you know, God had to look away from Jesus. And that's why Jesus says, you left me. He'd never been left by his Father, ever. You know why God had to look away? Because that's the moment he took every sin humanity ever would commit. You hear what I'm just saying? Every sin that Adam and Eve committed? Until the new heaven and the new earth. He took all of it. Can you imagine the weight of that? Have you ever felt weight of your own sin? Yep. It's heavy. And Satan pours it on. Who sets you free? Jesus. Because he's like, man, I already bore that. And it was heavy. Because I bore everybody's. But then he set us free, see? And so we don't need to be dominated by guilt or condemnation. Remember, that case is closed. We're soaring above the law of sin and death because we're walking in the purity of the law of liberty, which is freedom through the Spirit. Am I making sense? Yes. But see, I'm trying to put a real exclamation point on this teaching because it'll set you free if you understand that. It'll set you free when you make a mistake, see? You'll go back to this and say, you know what? I admit it. I quit it. Forget it. Praise God. I'm going on. It'll deliver you when that temptation comes. Whatever, that old self-life comes up, it raises its head. And in your mind, you can take that thought captive and say, no, I've been delivered from that. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You can speak Jesus over that song. We speak Jesus. You speak Jesus to it. Man. We're going to continue to grow. We're going to. Absolutely. Because God's asking us to serve him and advance his kingdom. And the only way we can do that is if we grow in him. And we continue to grow in him. And as we grow in him, the fruit of his Spirit's presence comes off of us. And that's attractive to people in a place where all they're getting is negative, hatred, fear, guilt, condemnation. That's what they're getting, right? They need to be set free. But the only way they're going to be set free is by seeing somebody who's been set free. That's why connections are so important. That's why having the connections you have are so important. All right. Get in trouble. So many places I can go. Let's go to Ephesians 4. There's some things that Ephesians 4, 21. I'm reading out of the Passion again. It says, if you have really experienced the Anointed One and heard his truth, it will be seen in your life. And it is. You're a new creation. For we know that the ultimate reality is embodied in Jesus, verse 22. And he has taught you to let go of the lifestyle of the ancient man, this old self-life, which was corrupted by sinful and deceitful desires that spring from delusions. I like that. Delusions in your mind. That's where it springs from. That's what it's saying. Verse 23. Now it's time to be made new by every revelation that's been given to you. And to be transformed as you embrace the glorious Christ within, that's through the Holy Spirit, as your new life, and live in union with him. For God has recreated you all over again in his perfect righteousness, and you now belong to him in the realm of true holiness. That's you. Yeah, but Monty, I messed up before I came to church. It's still you. He wouldn't have died on the cross. He wouldn't have sent his Spirit if you weren't worth it. He did it because you're worth it. You're worth it to him. You're so worth it that he did give you now his Spirit. So now you can absolutely say, I'm a new creation now. I'm a new creation. The old things have passed away. All things are now new in him. But it's here that you got to get that. And through that, and Satan, boy, he's subtle. He'll try to get you with situations and circumstances. He tries to lead your thoughts. He tries to get you thinking about the past. And you've heard this example many times. You know, the rearview mirror is small, but the front window, it's big. We got to see what's in front of us, people. We got to see what's in front of us. See, Jesus took care of behind. He did. And he says that in that Psalm 139. He goes behind you. He takes care of that. But he's going out in front of you, preparing a way for you. We've got to follow that way. See, that's where it comes to us. We have a part to play in this. Why? Because your soul, man, is your mind. I've been talking about that. How you think. But then you have a will. There's a choice that's going to be made. And it already told us in Galatians, when you walk by the Spirit, you will not fulfill the lusts of the flesh. You won't. You don't have to worry about the flesh. Well, I hope I don't do that. I hope I don't do that. I hope I stop doing that. I hope whatever. No, you're following him. You're not even thinking about that. Because that's not in your front sights. That's behind you. Amen? I'm telling you, we got to be set free of that. If we're going to go where God's telling us to go, and again, he's given me vision of where we're going, guys. And we're going. We are going. He wouldn't have brought us this far to leave us either, by the way. Yeah. I mean, guys, we are not going to, you know, limp into heaven. No! We're going in 90 miles an hour, as hard as we can go. with a whole region coming with us. Amen? Do you know somebody that needs to know the truth? Yeah, so do I. Well, who has the truth? You do. In your spirit. By the Holy Spirit. And they need the spirit of truth in them too. If they're ever going to be led into truth. See, lost people are going to act lost. I don't get excited with lost people acting lost. They don't bother me at all. So funny, you know. If they're from around here, they know I'm a preacher, right? So they'll come in, usually at the doctor's office, whatever. And of course, they're explaining to me their problem. And a lot of times they'll use adjectives that aren't necessarily proper. Little four-letter adjectives. And then all of a sudden they'll say, I'm sorry. And I'm like, it doesn't bother me. I want you to know Jesus. I don't care. I mean, and oftentimes, so many times they come in hurt. That's what I say. I say, Lord, boy, you bring a lot of hurt people to me to talk about Jesus. He doesn't mean for it to be hurt, but boy, he takes advantage of that situation. And he does it with you too. He brings them into your office. He brings them, I mean, in you just come into connection at the coffee shop or whatever. God brings you in connection with people because you have the Holy Spirit of truth. And he's been drawing these lost people with his spirit of truth. You've been crucifying your flesh, so the fruit of the Spirit's coming off of you. Does this sound like a setup? Yes, because the creator of the universe is setting stuff up, and he's using you. That's why it's so important. Listen, guys, if all of it was about was knowing Jesus, he would give you your card, get it stamped, and you'd go. What it is having the Holy Spirit inside of you. Crucifying the flesh so that your soul gets trained. And what do you train for? An activity. You don't just train to train, right? You know, I'm sure Sheriff Dominguez goes to training. There's a purpose to it, right? Why? Because he may have to use that training in a situation. Well, guess what? You are being trained for what? Situations. But that soul, man, we've got to get our mind wrapped around. You're a new creation. The old has passed away. He's given you the truth. You know the truth. And what happens? It sets you free. Because the truth you know sets you free. But you got to know the truth. And you got to stay in that truth. So when the lying enemy comes telling you how bad you are, how many mistakes you've made, how bad it's going to be next week, next month, next year, you can say, get thee behind me, Satan. Get thee behind me, Satan. You have no place here. I walk by the Holy Spirit, and I will not fulfill the lust of the flesh because I walk in the Spirit. And when he then brings up when you didn't 10 minutes ago, say, get thee behind me, Satan. That's 10 minutes ago. We're living right now. Right now. Thank you, Jesus, for right now. And that's why we read in Hebrews, and now faith is. Because when's faith? It's right now. And it's always right now. Jesus is about right now. He's about right now. Because he wants to use you right now. He is using you right now. Whatever plan and hindrance of the enemy that has before you, Jesus has already delivered you from it, through it, beyond it, and given you an advancement in the process. But you got to walk it out. And I can't choose for you. I can encourage you, right? But I can't choose for you, but I can encourage you. And I'm going to keep encouraging you. Do I say kind of the same stuff up here? Yeah. You know why? It's kind of important. It's kind of important. I got to remind myself. I'm serious. You think I was just teasing? I have to look into this. When I'm studying the word, I feel so blessed. Because all I'm sharing with y'all is what God's teaching me. Because he keeps teaching me. Why? Because he's going to keep using me. If he's going to keep using me, he's going to keep training me. Well, keep training me, Lord Jesus. Because I want to be useful in the kingdom. And you are. You're an integral body part. And we need all of you. Every single one of you. With all the giftings and callings God's given you. With all the joy and peace that comes from the Holy Spirit inside of you. So it doesn't matter what you're facing or the situation you're going through. And I know it's hard. Please don't misunderstand. I have I care about you. But sympathy can be the enemy. I had to tell a close friend that. Sympathy can be your enemy. You don't want sympathy. You want love. Does that make sense to me? I don't want somebody feeling bad for what I'm going through. I want my Father in heaven to love me through the situation with truth and victory. Amen? Because I know it's not going to stay this way. It's not going to stay this way. It's going to get better. Every day. Every day you don't quit, it'll get better. Every day you walk in him and you don't quit, it's going to get better. I promise you that. Why? Because that's what God's word says. He knows the plans he has for you. Plans to give you great expectations and a future. Amen. Amen. I better stop there. I will go lots of more places. And like I said, it's always hard to preach without Sarah. Because you know, you guys don't see her eyes. But like when I get squirrely. You guys know when I get squirrely. I go off on rabbit trails. Like my whole life's rabbit trails. And that bothers some people. Doesn't bother me. But I can see her when she's like, I get back lined up here. What are we talking about here? Hey, that's why he gave me, you know, I have the Holy Spirit as a helper. He gave me a helpmate. You know why? I need help. I do. But praise God.
Thank you for listening to this message brought to you by the Lighthouse Church of Raton. For more information, check out our website at www.lighthouseraton.com or find us on Facebook at facebook.com/lighthouseraton. Please join us in person at 10 a.m. Sunday mornings at our new location, 1310 South 2nd Street in Raton, New Mexico. You can support the Lighthouse Radio Ministry by giving online at www.lighthouseraton.com or send a check to 1310 South 2nd Street, Raton, New Mexico, 87740. You are the peace in my troubled sea. Whoa, you are the peace in my troubled sea. My lighthouse, my lighthouse, shining in the darkness, I will follow you. Oh, my lighthouse, my lighthouse, I will trust the promise, you will carry me safe to shore.
Sure.